Come on, Terry. Right. Come
on. Get it together, like, man.
Come on, yes. What?
This is all riding on you right now, bro.
Sorry. What's riding on me?
69. I'm going to start riding on you if you don't hurry the fuck up.
Whoa.
All right, we ready?
Let's go.
Dwight, can you give us a countdown?
Sure.
Oh, was the countdown? I can do that. I can count.
No, you're going to shoulder everything
50,
else.
50.
No,
49.
Why would you 48, start at 15?
47. 46.
Oh, 50. Go 45. on. I'm going to let you do this.
We need time to prepare.
Wait. So what, we're going to go 69?
He's counting down.
I know. Let's talk about it while he's counting down. We're not going to miss it.
It takes a lot 30, of concentration.
38. 37.
How'd you get in the 30 so quick?
That was counting down.
He's counting backwards. Aren't you listening? Go on, dude.
Dwight, shut off the countdown. Shut it off. Oh, what the hell?
It's one go.
Welcome back to the Team August podcast for episode 69.
Yeah, 69. Terry,
finally on 69. Which means we can stop. We're done.
Yep.
Okay.
Game over. Right. No more podcasts after this.
That's podcast.
Nothing can live up to episode 69.
Except for maybe episode 1069.
Yes. 1069? Maybe that. Maybe.
Yeah.
What about 169? That's like a person watching.
Yeah, what about it?
It's like
there's one person watching.
He's just standing there. Hey, what's up?
1,691. That's the one. That's the episode we're shooting for.
All right.
Two people watching a 69.
Yep.
Well, I'll be dead by then, Ryan. That's a dumb
idea.
Who's
gonna make the podcast?
We could do a podcast every day and get it done in what?
Podcast it up.
4 years?
Yeah, if I could knock it out in 4 years.
Yeah, we'll do a podcast a day.
Yeah.
4 years. In fact, I'll just cut this podcast up.
Yeah, we'll just start doing like 15-second
clips of the podcast.
So I was just like,
genius.
Yep.
You can make it like a scavenger hunt too.
To find like scatter.
You gotta find where I've uploaded it on the internet.
Yeah.
Backwards mirror like searches and shit. That's what we should do for our 100th episode.
What?
Hide it.
Like hide it.
Where are we gonna hide it?
Like hide it like a week before and people could like see it.
See it?
If they can find it. If they can find it.
How? Where are we going to hide it?
Are you talking about like what is that called? Geocaching?
Yeah, what if I don't get to tell everybody? What if like, hey, Alex, what's the Hamachi server?
You son of a bitch.
What if we throw it on an SD card and then go like hide it somewhere else? You know how geocaching works?
Yeah.
People hide shit and then you gotta like look it up online or whatever.
Yeah.
Get it in.
Do that and then that person then has to hide it and we'll see how far we can get it across the United States.
That'd be kind of cool. Actually.
Good idea.
That would actually be kind of cool.
Somebody has to put it in like a little boat and send it to Australia also.
That doesn't sound like fun.
I don't think that boat
get
lost
in the middle of the
sea. Let's
mail it to Brady and be like, hide this.
We can put like little toy soldiers on
we
the
can,
boat.
No, oh, was, that's way more manly than what I was just about to say.
Put flowers on it.
No, I was gonna suggest that we could get like a little Ken doll in a sailor suit.
Beating the whole way, like one leg up.
Okay.
Dude, Ken's pretty manly.
The girl,
though.
The
just glue him onto the front of it, standing like that.
The fucking
like George Washington.
The only girl in our team suggested a more manly thing than what I was going to say.
Yeah, well,
which, by the way, for everybody who doesn't know, listening to the podcast, we newest member is Duljuice, who's first girl, first and only girl.
Yay.
Well, no, for. First real girl, not only girl, because Adam is still here.
Oh, damn.
What? It says on his resume.
That he's a girl?
Wait,
yeah.
You hired him.
He gave you a resume.
That's on him, okay? He gave me it. He wrote that info.
He gave me you can't just be sharing people's resume. This is why I felt like you get your ass sued one day. How many times I tell you this?
Sued for sharing a resume?
We had about this.
I'm not using his resume. Why would I want to use something that says I can double as a girl? I wouldn't want that. It's wrong.
So anyway, who's going to run this show after? Terry, I think you have the equipment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you probably get to Dwight's house fast enough, go under the evidence tape. I mean, I'm sure you know how to do that kind of thing.
Because
he knows
you,
Terry's
Dwight.
House. Or Dwight's house, okay?
He practically
better watch
his
out.
Window's like always open.
Yeah,
it's
I know,
not
right?
A problem. Bunch
of racist. God.
It is open.
I'll be done
lot.
In a few minutes.
Granted, he can hop a fence, but look, I'm not.
Just gonna throw that in there.
You're just peppering in little racist
only
parts,
because
you know?
He's athletic. God. He
Terry is very athletic.
Through a fence. He's so skinny.
He's ran to my house once.
We know.
He slapped the window. We were all there.
Slapped the window, scared the fuck out of me.
I'm saying, Terry, you in?
I can do it.
All right. Well, just get there before you
for
know.
The right price.
The IRS shows up and takes everything.
Terry's a podcast backup.
Yep.
This is if you turn into a girl?
Wait, does
this
that
is
mean
if I apparently get sued or something.
Who's the
house? Resume?
Just the room.
Oh, you better watch out for Adam. He'll sue you.
Who's gonna
real
sue you?
Hard?
Oh, gross.
Ooh, being disgusting.
Dole, you took this down a wrong road. Okay.
I don't like where it's going now.
You've been served.
I'll see you in court.
Please. No, it's cool. You guys just stay there.
Guys, today's deal on Steam. Ship Simulator Extremes.
Oh, Extreme
I saw
Simulator?
That.
$5.
Shut up.
$5. Nah, I'm even joking.
The last game I got to play with Alex, he hasn't played with me.
You're not even
Alex!
The right
doing...
What'd you say, Alex?
I've been on the right server.
Yeah, but I've been trying to like get on, and
yeah.
You're not...
Have you?
You don't even want to play with me.
You don't answer my calls. Yeah. My
you don't play with him. Why don't you want to play with Ryan?
Yeah, Alex.
Yep. Yeah.
He got that game for you.
You switched servers. You were on my server.
What left server me. Was that?
Why did you abandon him?
You left me alone. I got it for you.
What server, Ryan?
I know what server I'm on, and I haven't played
I
in a week.
Know what
I don't know.
Okay. And I haven't...
You got to get on Jade Quarry, Ryan.
Yeah, I know. I was trying the other day, and it was fuller than...
Yep. Yep.
I remember...
Whatever you're going to say, yes.
Capacity.
Then a black bag of dicks.
Was the oh. Post. Okay.
That's
does,
pretty
does,
full.
Does no one want them? Is that why it's full?
They're the biggest. God.
Oh.
This is episode 69. I expect you to get your head in the gutter a little bit.
Oh, well...
Please?
Okay.
Please?
That's
please?
Okay. Ryan, okay.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying to Terry.
Wait,
Terry,
wait,
back
but you said that it. You said that it was a black bag of dicks, not a bag of black dicks.
Yeah, it was a black bag.
There's holes.
You guys are
fucking clever.
Story's full of holes.
So is the bag.
No.
Oh, sure. Damn.
Yeah. That's how it's gonna be, huh?
Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah,
hey,
episode
69. Episode 69.
Killed
when I had the chance. It's Ship Simulator's okay. Multiplayer.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the extreme part.
I get it. It's because you won't play with him.
Wait. So it's like a flight simulator that's co-op?
No, it says multiplayer, not co-op.
Flight simulator.
So like, what does the other person do? Sit next to you and go, that's a check. Mm-hmm. Yep, check.
Swap out of it.
Check. Check.
Check. Check.
The guy on the pier.
You know what?
I'm up off his board.
I'm a little tired. Why don't you fly for a little bit? Okay.
Oh, this good. Is finally, ships, not planes.
Oh, it's a boat off. Simulator?
Ship simulator.
Ship yeah,
ship
boat.
Oh, I don't know why I thought fly. I said fly. I clarified and said flight. And you all said yes.
No, Terry tried to correct you, but you railroaded him.
Because Alex always talks about flying.
Oh, you guys are just
I said ship simulator, like, all the time.
A ship simulator?
I say it all the time.
I say it all the time.
All the time.
You guys never listen.
I did it, guys. I'm on J4.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Oh, no, wait.
How easy that was.
Potato ape.
I can't get on. He just does it in 2 seconds.
No, wait, Ryan, what?
What?
I queued up the armorer.
I'm in Jade Curry.
Okay. Cool. So,
you
did it in,
like, 2 seconds, and you guys are complaining.
It took me fucking 4 days to find... like a moment where it wasn't full, and it was Jose that yelled at me saying it wasn't full.
Oh, cool. It says my home is Jade Quarry. I'm out of here. The music's too loud.
So, that Secret World game that we beta test for is released now.
It's going down the drain. From
it's
what
$50
I hear.
Bucks.
Woo! Yeah. It's just no.
Nope.
It was all right when we tried it out.
The quality of that game was my sparkles.
Yeah. Thousands. Yeah.
Just pachow.
There's screenshots for it. Fucking, they're balling. Looking
yeah,
good.
It looked good, and the cinematics were good too.
Yeah, they were all right. Yeah.
But people just don't like it
and didn't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crashing and burning.
That sucks. But you know, whatever. That's what you get for making
it was just. Badly timed because you got Guild Wars out now and a bunch of other shit coming out.
Well, I mean, this has been around for a while. Secret World, you know. Mm-hmm. Guild Wars only just now came out.
Is that, and it's probably like too out there, you know.
Yeah, I don't think
as far as
could
what
be.
You usually get.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an experimental title.
Yeah, it's not a typical game.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it though, it was different.
Was it modern?
It's like modern, but it throws you into this like the secret underworld.
Is it full of caves?
What?
Is it full of caves and shit?
Oh no! But when I mean like that, it's like that secret hidden.
Is there caves? Of the world. I fucking hate caves, man.
No, Terry knows. He was playing with me with Star Wars. Remember how upset I was? Like, are you kidding me? I'm in the future and I'm just running around in caves. Yeah. Like, Guild Wars, it's fine. I expect there to be caves. But, like, you couldn't give me something better than a fucking... Oh, it's an ancient cave. Oh, good. I could have gone and played World of Warcraft.
World of Cavecraft.
Yeah, but it was in space, Ryan.
But could you tell?
Yes.
Incorrect.
I like how Guild Wars doesn't have a lot of loading screens.
I like how I haven't played it yet.
Just saying.
I like it so far. It seems simple.
I'm having an okay time with it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, and I don't love it. It's just it's a fun game to pass the time with, and I get to play with, you know, a few people that I don't get to play a whole lot of games with. So like me and Rai, we play.
Well, now I'm in.
Yeah, Ryan, you have it. So
I'm only level 4 though, and I'm going to change my character, so I'm only level 0. I don't like
What did you make?
A char?
A char what?
A necromancer.
I told you you're not going to like necromancers.
No, I have no problem with the necromancer. It's the char.
Oh.
Oh, make a Norn.
A Norn?
Yeah.
A Norn necromancer.
Yeah,
is that cool?
A Nernermancer.
I made a Norn.
Norns are the big buff guys.
All right, well, what do we need? What do we need? And I'll do that. How about that?
Race-wise, nothing, really.
No,
I mean that doesn't matter.
Class-wise, anything?
I have no idea. I don't know that much about the game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just kind of playing to play.
I'm just playing it just for fun.
Yeah.
I don't really know
Jose's
what I'm doing.
Playing now, too. He's a thief. Along
I'm
with
doing
Alex.
It, dude. I'm going to be something random that I've never been. I'm going to be like a sorcerer or some shit. What's that? Like a wizard? What do they got?
They've got elementalists, which do, like, elemental stuff, obviously.
Oh, It's actually really cool too. Their skills and stuff, they're very flashy.
You know, I'm doing that.
I was looking at it. I saw, what was it? The Illusionist people or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have those too.
Cool. Yeah, I've never been like something that's not like in your face. Like the farthest way I've ever been is a rogue.
That's right.
Oh, so you're all about that melee class.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of in their face, I'm in their ass with two swords.
Ryan, if you start a new character, I'll start one with you too, because I actually want to try that illusionist or whatever the fuck it is.
So we're going to be Nards?
Norns, yeah.
Nards.
I'll do it too.
I like Nards. Try
warrior.
Let's do it. Let's do it tonight.
Yeah, after the podcast?
Come on, dude.
Well, Alex has work in the morning.
So do I, Alex. Come on. Maybe I have a bad influence.
Maybe you are a bad influence.
But you know what? No, I never pressure Sean because really, like, I love playing with Sean, but I should.
Okay. Well, explain it for the podcast, what we're talking about.
Oh, I don't know if I should. I don't know if my brother listens to this or not.
He does. He did. So because he left a comment on a really old podcast.
My sister-in-law sent me a text saying I was a bad influence on my brother, which I found pretty hilarious because he's 27 and makes his own choices. I'm sure they were having an argument and he decided to deflect some blame off him. I don't blame him. Been there, done that. But it's a little outrageous that she sent me a text.
But how dare she?
But seriously, what the fuck?
So that's why. That's why. Mm-hmm. But when I play with my brother, I am spending time that I should be recording.
Well, you have somebody
that's doing something. What?
Well, yeah. We
there's usually somebody live streaming or doing something that needs another person to play, and I'm always just doing something else or falling asleep.
Or falling asleep, yeah. I think that's sort of the big one.
It's an epidemic, I'm telling you. I used to be able to stay awake for days. Alex?
Yep. What?
Sex being old, doesn't it, Alex?
Yeah.
I know Dwight's older than me, but he's younger than me in spirit.
Yeah.
Well, except for when it comes to party.
That reminds me of the scene, Alex, you just watched Men in Black 3. Ryan, have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
Dull, have you?
Is it good?
No.
I liked it, dude. Yeah, it's much better than I thought it was going to be. They kept the same style. Like, it felt like a Men in Black movie.
Was it better than 2?
I haven't seen the other two, actually.
Get out.
It's
leave this podcast right now. The other two. Were you too young?
Sorry, I didn't realize that you guys were the Men in Black.
Were you too young?
We can't be the Men in Black. Are you kidding me?
I can't live up to that amount of responsibility.
I can. I love my first initial. Shit, I'll be R all the time. Like,
dude, I'll be D. I'll be D all day, dude.
What up, A? What up, T? Oh, but then there's Dull.
Well, she'd be M.
Yeah.
Why would she be M?
I guess.
M because her name.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Her name is Maddie. Madeline, rather.
Dole is not my real name.
I forgot.
Surprise!
I'm so sorry. I feel absolutely awful.
What?
Did you really think it was her name?
I'd rather you call
Wait, okay, doll, I'm sorry. What's your name?
I forgot. I'm really sorry.
You can send it into the chat if you want. I just didn't know.
You'll just call
it.
I
don't care.
Oh, I've already said it. Madeline. Or Maddie.
No, that's not true. Is that awesome? That's awesome.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
That's what I've been telling her.
Because that is freaking ballin' if that
really?
Is true. Is it true?
Yeah, it is. But... Damn. Legit. Except for I don't pronounce it like that, but yeah.
It's Madeline.
It's spelled like that.
Madeline.
Yeah, Madeline. Madeline.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone in the podcast thinks I'm just an a-hole. I just don't spend a whole lot of time socializing with Battlefield. That's really all I play with Dole is Battlefield.
It's true.
Okay, Dole, how do you pronounce your own name?
Just Madeline.
Madeline.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Why?
I should have been like... Actually, there's no other way of pronouncing my name other than sounding like a retard. Dwiget.
Dwiget.
Dwiget. Okay, there you go. Dwiget was one, if you pronounce every letter.
D. White.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Who the hell called Dwiget?
Ryan.
I've called Dwiget my whole life.
Ryan did. He did it on purpose. You know, he was just...
Yeah, no,
you pronounce every letter.
Did you read my name wrong? It's how you pronounce it. I'm from France.
I had
I'm
had
sorry, a, I'm from France.
you apologize for being French.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
Sorry, I'm French. Dwift.
Oh.
Dwift.
I had a substitute teacher call me Dwift.
Oh, Dwift. Age, like, laugh.
Sorry.
Hello, Dwift. Miss your Dwift? Your table.
If you pronounce the GH like laugh, it could be Dwift.
Dwift. Oh, man, you Dwift? Yeah.
You Dwifted.
I'm on the boat. Were you alone?
Sorry,
no,
guys,
I was Dwift.
Been Dwifting.
Dwifting. A Dwift was with
Dwifting.
Me.
Dwifting.
I was with Dwift.
Dwifting.
Dwift. Come here at once.
Other people's names. Fun. Alex.
Alex.
Alexandria.
Alexia.
No. There you go. Oh, that's pretty.
Right? Alex. No, Alix.
Alax. Alix. What's up, Alix?
Alix.
What up, Alix?
I like Alax.
Alix. So Alax with like three X's.
It's like X-Lax, except better.
Or worse.
It's better.
Trust me.
Depending on what you're going for.
It depends on what context.
Yes, you guys don't know.
Alex. No, that's just the same name.
That's the same thing.
Syllable.
I was like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I like that one. Good job, right, Ryan.
Tur.
Good stuff.
Tur.
Tur. T-Ray.
I like it.
You can't like Terry's name. Just be Uri.
Yeah.
Or just be R. It's just the R's.
Just lazy. Like giving up halfway through.
Well, what's that guy's name?
It's like a.
Then you got Rayan.
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 Yawn.
Sarah, you and me.
My name is Rayan.
Rayan.
It's pronounced Rayan.
It's pronounced I-wan, or I-yan, or Ryan. Never mind, I can't do it. I just can't. I lost my train of thought, and I'm outie.
So, on the news front, G4 is finally gone.
They're not gone yet.
They're gone.
Gone by 20.
They're going.
Well, they've been gone, but...
What happened? Aren't they going to replace this other man channel or some shit?
Yeah, they're going to basically rebrand it to be, quote-unquote, the GQ...
The TV version of GQ.
Channel, yeah.
So is it going to still have video games and shit or not?
No, what? Probably not.
No, no, it's definitely going to be... It's just, it's called Modern Mail.
Oh, that's
Modern Mail.
Oh, so that's what you guys were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be GQ...
Yeah.
It's not GQ specific.
It's not.
It's a TV version of GQ.
Yeah. It's not actually GQ, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's not actually GQ.
But that's what they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Which, so I mean, I've been sitting here waiting for G4 to just die for the last few years now.
It just killed
their disgusting coverage of E3. And here's a. No, we're going to talk to this guy instead.
You want to talk to this guy? Because we're going to go talk to this guy.
What's
why
your name,
watch
sir?
The conference when you
so
can
so?
Watch what's people watching the conference?
Oh, why work in the mail room? What are your thoughts about Halo 4?
What?
I love Halo.
I see a lot of letters coming in and out.
People really like it, I guess.
Did you want to watch the conference? Because we're about to walk the show floor right now.
Hate him.
Yeah, they dropped all their good shows. Like, when they first showed up, they had the whole line of good shows.
They were really, really good when they first showed up. And that's saying a lot, because they replaced screensavers and stuff like that.
That wasn't when they first showed up.
It was Tech TV, right?
Yeah, they absorbed Tech TV.
Right.
That was, years after they had first shown up. I'm talking about when they first showed up, when it was just G4, not G4 Tech TV.
Oh, okay.
When they were first there, they had an amazing lineup, and it was all gaming stuff. None of this cops or
I know, everybody was flipping out. Like, this channel's dope.
It was
they
good.
Had
gaming stuff.
They had Portal, they had Filter, they had Cinematek, they had Icons, they had everything. And this was even before X-Play. Because that was, X-Play was Tech TV.
Yeah. It's a branch from them, yeah. Well, when did Attack of the Show come?
That was after they had merged.
Wow.
They had Arena, too. Arena was awesome.
I don't remember Arena.
What was Arena?
Arena was basically, it was like, it was competitive gaming. They would take two teams of gamers, and they would have them, you know, compete in different games, though. So one episode, it would be like, they have to play Star Wars Jedi Knight Academy or whatever, and they'll do the multiplayer mode of that. They'd do Mech Warrior, and then they'd do one other game, I can't remember. And then it was, you know, best out of three. And then that team that won would go on to the next, you know, competition against another team.
I really liked
a tournament like that.
I liked the show Cheat.
Cheat.
I actually really liked Cheat.
Yep,
I remember Cheat. That one. That was a good show.
I used Cheat to figure out the Halo 2 stuff, like how to get the Scarab gun and the skulls, stuff like that.
I remember. We watched that one to get the Scarab.
Yeah, because I was like,
I think I recorded it.
Yeah, because I would always go to DirecTV and be like, oh shit, I gotta go to Cheat real quick and figure out how to get that. And I was like, no, okay.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. It was on demand on Comcast, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was stoked about the Cheat channel because it was it was called Cheat, but it was literally just like ways of doing secret stuff in the game, you know? Because cheat codes don't exist anymore, really.
And that kind of makes me sad.
It was a cool show. I'm really surprised that there isn't a show like that around anymore. I mean, if you really dig down into it, there's a bunch of YouTube shows, you know, of people showing, you know, hints and tips and
technically,
stuff.
Technically,
like
yeah,
it's all disjointed. There's like yeah, no it's one everywhere. Person doing
it. But if you want to get technical, that's probably what killed G4.
Yeah, because the crowd, the geek crowd, they're on the internet. They're not watching it on TV. They need to see something, they see it on demand.
Yeah, we don't watch fucking internet. Commercials. We watch
we don't sit there and wait for a show to come on anymore. And that's, yeah. Is that, and I don't. There was that, and it's like the really, I don't know who decided that. Hey, we should start showing Cops. That'll get them watching again.
What the hell?
We'll just run 24-hour marathons of Cops.
Yeah, Cops was
TV
on that time,
like,
all the
shit,
time.
Like
I was
Poker
like
and all
Ninja
that.
Warrior too.
I was in the break room.
I didn't mind Ninja
channel.
Warrior. I thought it was weird that the Ninja Warrior show was on that channel, but I didn't mind that show.
Well,
it's
a cool show, but yeah. Like if you actually sit and watch it. Like regular basis.
Sound it out, Dwight.
What's the kid's name on South Park? Timmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. That's.
Derailed.
What is it talking about?
Ninja Warrior.
If you watch it a lot, you recognize names. Like there's like three or four major people. Right, but then they do repeats, you know? Or they show, like, a series of them, like, progressing throughout the stages, because there's, like, the first stage, the second, and then the third, which is that just, like, giant tower thing.
Yeah, that's just and crazy.
So they start doing that. They go, like, the first stage, second stage, and then they show, like, episodes from, like, weeks and weeks ago of them doing stuff to qualify for those stages and stuff.
They were really bad about reruns in general.
Oh, God.
For everything that they showed.
They've been like two seasons before they chose something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, the channel went downhill fast, actually. Yeah. Like, it started off really strong, and I remember like watching like probably a couple months after it was out, and being like,
Did any of you watch it before Tech TV merged with them?
Oh, I did.
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Do any of you remember Portal?
No. I recognize the name. I mean, not from the game, but yeah, I recognize it as a TV show that was on G4.
I remember seeing it on, like, the what you would call it.
That was old.
The thing the clicker takes you to? The clicker?
The guide.
The guide. Thank you, youngin.
Yeah.
The clicker thing.
Portal was amazing.
What was
Portal
it
was... It was machinima, is what it was. They would go and they do like skits using MMOs. So they'd have like, they do like skits with EverQuest or whatever. They'd have like regular characters and it was all went along with like an overall story with the host and everything. It was amazing. I was so sad when they canceled that. They had used EverQuest. They used Dark Age of Camelot. They used Anarchy Online when that was popular.
It was popular?
It was popular back in the day, yeah, because back then it was just like EverQuest. You know,
those are all really old games.
Yeah, they're as old. Really it was old. Yeah.
Well, it was like 2002. Like
12 years ago. When,
yeah, dude, you forget how G4 quick time flies.
Yeah, this was like 12 years ago. That show was awesome. Hilarious.
Man.
But now you can get all that kind of stuff online.
Yeah,
that's true.
It was true. Machinima before Machinima, man.
Well, yeah, not Machinima's not even Machinima anymore.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about like,
yeah,
not mm-hmm. like company or anything, like the actual.
Yeah, I know.
Act.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened to Machinima? Genre. Machinima?
Well, the company Machinima used to do only Machinima style things. This is where they got their name from.
Yeah.
And
they
so
don't.
They don't. Yeah, they don't focus on that anymore. It grew into a bigger company that you know incorporates all anything gaming. Now.
Yeah,
and now it's even progressing into more media than it is gaming, and it's doing a fucking G4.
It's doing the only place you're going to be able to see fucking Forward Unto Dawn is Machinima.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm saying that's the thing, though. It's media.
A week until, or a day until it's everywhere else. But
they need to go back to their roots. That's coming from an employee of them.
Well, that was kind of...
I think it's a smart move.
The Halo thing, I mean, they did stuff like that too, didn't they? Like, it didn't have to, like, when it was originally running, they didn't have to be, like, acting in-game. Didn't they do stuff where, like, if you acted gaming stuff in real life, you know, didn't they include that?
Not back in the day. Like, right. Back when, you had to actually go to machinima.com and submit your video into their own upload servers and stuff like that. This is like when I first started doing stuff, when I was interested in it. So this wasn't even that long ago. This is 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You had to actually go there, and then on the site, your video would have to get like viewed and voted on, like by the people of the site of thing, for it to actually work its way up into the ranks to be seen by everybody type of deal.
All right, but I mean, it qualified if you were like
I didn't. I've never.
Gaming.
I've never seen a live action video on there back during those times.
Okay.
I never saw any of those. I was on there quite a bit, but maybe there was a section I didn't see. But no, I didn't see any live action stuff back then.
Okay.
But in the last 2 years,
didn't
they've
see
progressed.
It wasn't there.
But still, it's cool that they're doing it now.
Yeah.
Know, like high production value.
I'm so excited about Forward Unto Dawn.
Yeah,
so awesome.
It seems like it's going to be pretty good.
It's in October. It's so close.
There's a lot of things that are really close. Borderlands 2 comes out in 2 weeks.
The Surface comes out on the 26th of October.
Armored Kill at the 11th.
The Surface is the first. It's not the Pro one.
Yeah, I know. 90 days later.
Yeah.
But we're going to buy that one for Sarah, and then when the Pro comes out, we're going to buy that one for me.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Well, if we don't like the RT, we won't buy the other one.
Well, the thing is that you can't really compare the two because it's two different operating systems.
That's true.
You like Windows 7. I mean, it'd be Windows 8, but you know,
I know. I'm going to love it. I'm sure I am. I'm sure Sarah will love the RT for what it's, you know, what she needs it for.
Yeah. Well, that's yeah.
I mean, it still has a USB port. It still runs like a computer. It's just a dumbed down Windows 8. She doesn't need it for games. I don't even need it for games. Fucking touchscreen. It has a keyboard, though. So excited. Yeah. I don't care. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, too. I'm hoping that it's going to live up to the hype.
Dude, it sounds like they're going to release it cheap, too.
I hope so. The Pro is probably going to be pretty expensive, though.
I bet it's $500.
That's what I'm thinking, $500 or $600. Because I guess it depends on how big the hard drive you get, because
it's
264 and a 128.
But like really, like who cares? Get the cheap one. Get the 64, because then you can just buy a freaking flash drive, another 64, throw it on there. Like who cares what kind of? Give me a 16.
Like, they don't make them in 16.
I know.
But,
I'm just saying. Like,
shit. Yeah. No, I'll get the low one because it's not going to be something I'm going to be dragging media around. It's something that I could sit on the couch and read emails and
stuff. You can throw, like, if you are going on a trip or something, you can throw a couple of movies on there off your flash drive and throw them on there, or keep them on the flash drive.
I was just gonna say, I'll just keep them on the fucking SD card.
Just put it in there and be like, all right, let's do it. I'm excited. Yep. I'm stoked about it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Halo 4, November 6th, goes without saying.
Not really, because I forget all the time. But
then it's Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas, and
then it's New Year's.
Then it's New Year's. Then it's Sarah's birthday, and then it's E3, and then it's my birthday.
Just skip our birthdays, why don't you? Whatever.
I know, right? I was like, wait, where am I?
I don't know when Sarah's birthday is, but I'm sure it's after mine.
You don't know when she's listening, okay? I don't have time to go through everybody's birthday. I didn't even know Dole's name until 20 minutes ago.
It's true.
True. I don't even know Dole's birthday, though.
Were you?
Yep.
Didn't recall. weird.
So,
that differently.
Did you guys hear about the Doctor Who thing that they were doing in Australia?
No.
To prevent... as a way to thwart people downloading the episodes and torrenting and crap like that in Australia... the Australian Broadcasting Corporation actually streamed the Doctor Who series a minute after it first aired in the UK.
Huh.
Nice.
Yeah, because they can't get it there or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. They don't have the license. I don't know what it is. It's just whatever. They haven't had access to Doctor Who aside from torrenting and waiting like a full year or something. So there's a way to. Kind of, yeah, it sucks, you know, especially if it's a show you really like, and Doctor Who is fucking amazing, so
yeah.
Sam, I got him into it. He watched. I was talking to him last night when he was watching the first episode, and he goes, 15 minutes into the first episode, he goes, yeah, I think I found a new favorite show.
It's awesome. It took me, I had to get through the first episode. It was exciting, it was awesome, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
British accents.
Yeah, well, anyways, so as a way of counteracting, terrorists of the internet, they're streaming it for people to watch it.
Terrorists.
And that's the thing. Well, I mean, if you really look at it through the corporate eyes, we're all terrorists in some way or form.
Yeah.
Unless we pay them an enormous amount of money.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
no terrorists in America.
It's a really good idea because a lot of people, honestly, I 100% agree with the fact that everybody. No one would torrent, rather, if the stuff was available online. I will sit through fucking ads to watch a Doctor Who episode online, just to avoid buying.
They don't get that
or BBC or anything like that. No, they're getting it though. We're finally getting. They're like, oh wait, we could, there's ads online. What's the Hulu thing? What do they do?
Hulu, yeah, but you got to pay for Hulu Plus, and then on top of that, they still hit you with ads.
Well, I know, but I'm saying,
hit you with ads, even with Hulu Plus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
really?
Bullshit. Dude.
It is
that
bullshit.
Is fucking,
it's the biggest
crazy.
Bullshit.
That's
ridiculous. What are you paying for?
Their
more
back catalog.
Content.
You get more stuff to watch, basically.
Yeah.
More stuff and faster,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because the free stuff is on, basically a one-week turnaround thing, where you can't watch the newest episode until a week, unless it's, but something that in their contract saying, I know Office, when it was, live, it'd be the next day you can watch it.
Yeah,
but Hulu
yeah.
Plus
Depends
members can
on
watch
me.
It that night.
Well, I'm just saying I think it's a little outrageous.
Oh, it is. It is, very much so. And the fact, too, is that not all their content is available on all their platforms that they offer. So you can't watch some things on your Xbox, but you can watch it on the PC.
That's bullshit.
I thought, no, you need Hulu
crazy.
Plus for Xbox.
Well, I'm saying it doesn't matter, because, there's still some stuff that you can't watch on your Xbox.
Yeah, some stuff is web only.
Bullshit. They're robbing you.
Alex, was it you who was talking the other day about how they're going to make Netflix so that you can only stream from one location or something?
I think that happens already, because it's been happening to me.
Really? I
share my Netflix account with 4 different people. And I never have a problem.
Yeah, I haven't either. I'm sharing someone's account, and at least 3 people who use this account are watching Doctor Who, and we're all at different parts of the show.
Oh, that sucks.
So it's awful. It's so confusing. you can't just click rewatch and just go to the next Doctor Who. You've got to search through the thing. Yeah.
I canceled Sarah's because of that, because there were so many people on it. One day I turned it on, and it was there are too many devices, bullshit. This is bullshit.
Wait, you were paying for Netflix, but Sarah lent it out to a bunch of people?
No, Sarah was paying for it. It was still her. It was her account at the time.
Okay.
And she just, so many people had it. Like,
so
many people.
So you canceled it.
So I, like, told her to cancel it because I started my own.
Okay.
And I just canceled it. So all those people were screwed.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
It's like
it was like fucking Pino anyway, and Vinny. Like, fuck them. Mooshu.
Oh, Pino.
Vinny had it on like four different devices and would be streaming like two different things.
Why?
I know. Because he's a fucking idiot. He had one thing going on his iPad and one on his stupid Apple computer that he thought was the shit. Oh, good. Pull me up a game. Oh, you can't? What do you mean you can't? What do you mean they don't make games for that? Why'd you buy it?
Why would you buy this?
Oh, you can email? I can email on my cell phone, telephone. Like, what the fuck? Hate it. Hate it.
Well, I mean, Steam has started making steps towards bringing games to Mac. So there's a few stuff on there.
Yeah, but not at the time.
Not at the time. Not, yeah, not back.
And still not in my mind.
Which brings me to something that I've been actually thinking about the past few days. About how old we are. Do you guys remember a time where you actually passed around like documents with floppy disks?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
I remember
my dad doing it.
I remember my dad telling me stories about it.
No, I remember
long ago.
We used these things called
floppy disks. Okay, wait. What kind of floppy disk did you have? Because we had some floppy ass disks for
us.
I remember the floppy disks.
Yeah.
They were not floppy. They were just floppy. Like, I don't know.
Those were like 5 1/4 or something like that?
Yeah,
huge. Well, I'm not talking about those.
That's what we had at August 9th. Like,
no, I'm talking about the other one, the smaller
one. I never had anything to use them for. Like, I was
God.
They fit like nothing on there.
No, yeah, that was the thing. It's like you could put like an essay on there and that was about it.
And it was full.
It was full.
And God forbid you get it near anything that was like remotely like a microwave, a magnet, like.
Yeah. It was bad.
I always played with the flighty thing too much.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
It was.
Snap right back into place until it didn't.
Until it didn't, and then it stopped working, and then I lost everything on there. But no, I just
ROMs,
the other day
you could transport ROMs on it, but barely, like the newer
like
ones. That
one
like,
maybe,
like one ROM. I remember like my friend Julian bringing me over a ROM on it.
No, Julian.
Forever and a day to get on my computer.
I remember Julian.
Julian, fucking Julian. I told you about the time I stopped hanging out with him, right?
No.
I turned a corner. It was our freshman year. I turned a corner. He was sitting on the floor next to the band room behind the vending machine playing Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and I decided right then that I wasn't going to talk to him.
That's harsh, man. Because I hung out with him freshman year. I played Yu-Gi-Oh with him.
Nope.
Alex played Yu-Gi-Oh.
We actually, the Yu-Gi-Oh phase, well, at least for me, it passed real quick amongst our group. Nope. We moved on to Magic real quick.
I was already past Magic by my freshman year. Like,
those card things are really expensive to get into.
Yeah,
dude.
I was past Magic. We played Magic fucking a long time. Like Pokemon died pretty quick at my school. Julian actually brought
Magic,
it from the Bay Area. Like he was the first person I ever remember having a Pokemon card.
He had the hookup.
Yu-Gi-Oh was just walked the other way.
It was really hard to get into it for me because I don't. It's a trap card. That was it.
Yeah, somebody tried to get me to play it once, and I was like, I don't get it, and I don't like it.
Alex has been playing it digitally amongst some people and just tearing shit up. Apparently,
digitally,
and
now we're old enough to go back and do those kind of things. I'm watching Dragon Ball Z. I'm already on the 8th season. It's been less than a month. I'm almost done.
Got to get it in. I've been rewatching Cowboy Bebop.
I didn't like
having
Cowboy
a great time with it. It's fantastic.
Outlaw Star is my
and
next
apparently,
one.
I'm someone in that.
Yeah, I said that Dole is like our Edward.
I didn't watch the show. Yeah. I didn't like it.
It means I
People
make
listening.
Dog noises. That's what
dog?
That means. That's what
is
he's trying
a,
to tell
is
me.
Is it a dog?
I don't know.
What?
Is Edward a dog?
No, Edward's a little girl.
Who makes dog noises?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, sometimes. Not all the time.
Big O?
I looked.
I do remember Big O.
Oh, Big O, dude.
I love the outro music in Big O.
I loved everything about that.
Big O was a cool show.
Big O. It was like Batman with Gundams, wasn't it?
It was like Batman with Gundams, yeah.
It was like, come on, guys. Let's be honest here. You can say it's like Batman if you want, but it was really like just one Power Ranger running around. Like, as cool as it was. Bad. Like, fun.
You know, found the theme song.
Oh, then he had. Oh, yeah, I guess he did have a butler, huh?
Yeah.
Nope. I forgot
he
about
was a
that.
Rich dude, and then he had the fucking Robo
Girl.
He was
just kind of a dork, though, like in comparison to Batman, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
Dude, we should do this for our... We should do
dude, the fucking theme song is so epic.
I know.
This gotta be the outro.
Dude, I can't pass a Big O Tires without thinking of that show.
Big O,
every time
Big
we get their deposit, like, I'm like, oh, cool. Big O. Well, that was on Toonami, right?
Yeah, maybe it's, yeah.
No, that was Adult Swim.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think maybe that was on Adult Swim, because I don't think it was edited.
Oh, I count those as the same shit to me.
Yeah, me too.
I just, they're just don't. One show.
Yeah, they're different. Completely different.
They are different, they it's different. Just, it's the same, it's the they same channel. Different. You don't change the channel.
Thing.
They have, same like, thing. Live shit on there now. I'm like, what the fuck?
Stop that.
I just say, oh, it's Cartoon Network, but now it's Adult Swim. Like, they're like, no, I don't think the Cartoon Network logo is anywhere to be found or, like, advertised during.
I did, like, one of their slates where it was a shot of the pool. And, like they were, it was, like, an announcing over the thing. It was, like, everybody out of the water or whatever, you know, because Adult Swim was about to kick in. I always thought that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pretty
like,
good.
All the kids out.
Yeah, all the kids had to leave.
That was cool.
Turn off TV.
Remember that, Dole?
What?
When you're being held,
she's still not old enough to watch Adult Swim.
I know. Now before it was, when it resurrected Family Guy from the dead.
Yeah.
On more than one occasion.
Yep.
Nah, oh man.
That, what a world. They owe a lot to know Adult Swim.
I know. All right. You ready? Do you remember? Ready. I think we talked about this before.
I'm ready.
Probably.
Oh my god! The day that you got.
Ryan, I'm ready.
Your PlayStation memory card, and it had 2 fucking megabytes on it.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck were you gonna do with
That's all you needed. That's
man.
All you need.
You That's remember? All you needed.
Like, oh man, I got so much space on this fucking thing. Like it was like a 2-sided card. Like all this shit that you thought. Oh man, I remember that. Like the. Oh my.
Okay? Oh my.
Oh. Dog just barked really loud. She howls.
You guys were there for the time you needed, again, expansion pack for the N64, right?
For N64, oh, yeah.
Oh, yep.
Pop that thing in. You're good to go. You can play everything.
It's like putting more RAM into the N64.
What was the one, the Sega one that like hooked up to another thing? Shit.
The Sega CD.
It's like a whole other console.
Yeah, it's like a whole other console, but it has to run off the other console to work.
Didn't the GameCube have something like that? You could stack the GameCube like with a shit ton of add-ons.
Oh yeah, it was.
And you could do like the internet add-on and mm-hmm. the fucking oh man, the Game Boy add-on.
N64 had something like that too. Got the 64DD, but that never came out here, I think.
And then there was the Super Nintendo had the one where you could flip it up and play like Game Boy games on it.
Yeah, that it was like Game a Boy. Cartridge. Yeah,
yeah, it was, yeah.
That was tight.
Yep.
I remember doing that, like throwing it up there, be like, yeah, I'm cool.
I always wanted one of those.
Yeah.
Freaking Dull. What year are you born?
97.
Then you probably don't remember 9999 day, do you?
No.
Anyone?
I don't know what that is.
September 9th, 1999?
Yeah, no, I got the reference.
But what happened then?
Sega like Dreamcast?
Everybody died.
Dreamcast came out, motherfucker. The system
I just made a fucking logical guess, dude. I was like, what the fuck came out around that time?
The system way too far ahead of its time to survive in the world that it was currently in. Freaking
that's
almost
so true.
Every game
the world was so cruel.
Every game was online. The control automatically, like, it was CDs, like good CDs. You could play music on it.
It had the memory cards the memory were gaming cards. Themselves.
Make sure no one calls you while you're online.
Yeah.
You're good to
call
go.
Someone just.
You ready to rock?
We had a second line in my house because my mom worked from home, so we just used that for the internet. Mm.
But I remember that was the most interaction I've ever gotten from a Dreamcast because my brother owned one, and you know when you're kids, your brother doesn't share anything with you. Yeah, so like he had one,
but there's four of them. Like you have to share.
And so, not for me.
No,
but I had very very limited access.
Scott
to that
still plays machine. My Dreamcast.
The most experience I've ever had with the Dreamcast is over at your house, and it was mainly just PSO when you guys were hooking up like the keyboard and shit.
Dude,
and,
I had the keyboard. I had everything for PSO.
It was plugged into the fucking wall.
That was
the game. And then I remember I played that one for Xbox, and I was like, nope, fuck you. Out.
Yeah.
Are they making a second one now? Or a new one that's going to be like bitching, like Phantasy Star, like online?
Yeah, PSO.
Yeah, we did it. I did a Japanese very version. Successful video on it.
Did you?
Very in depth.
Well, yeah. I don't believe that for a minute. Nope. But,
listen.
I'm excited.
I'm killed, all right.
What's it for?
He was killing it when I
PC.
See?
Yeah, PSO2 open beta.
When does it come out?
I don't know. We played it, and it was still all in Japanese.
Yeah, but it's coming out of the U.S. soon.
2013 for
this
us.
Video has 12,000
views. Well, maybe I'll have some. Maybe I'll have some money by then to buy that.
Maybe.
I just did drop.
Yeah, sure.
$500 on an Xbox.
Oh yeah, yeah, you did that. I hooked up my old PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 the other day. Took them out of the closet. Didn't dust them off. It was too much work. No, the PS1 actually booted up, and it stayed at the dashboard. It's just, I think, the PS1's laser was really bad.
Yeah.
And, like, if it got dusty at all, it was just ruined.
I remember
and,
that.
And so I think that's what's wrong with that one, because it goes to the dashboard, but it wasn't reading my Metal Gear Solid disc.
It's and, just a box. Get out
And
of
I
there.
Have I have the best Game Shark that they ever made, ever. And it was the one that hooked up to the back of the PlayStation. So it didn't take up... It was very important because it didn't take up a memory card slot.
Yeah, I remember.
Because the new one was a memory card slot. I'm like, motherfucker, I need both of those. That's 4 megabytes right there. I needed those. And so it was very important that, you know, the older version, it was the best one. It was so good. And you didn't have to take it in or out. And it stored a shit ton of codes. And man, that's a cool system. And it was so archaic when I was like actually playing with it. Like the button, you just click it, it's like ka-chink, and it's like, and it opens up. And the PS2 booted to dashboard too, but I didn't try any games with it. The thing was coming apart. Like the top half was off.
Dude, you remember all the hours that we spent in your room playing your original Xbox, and I would just try to see how many stars I could get on fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, well, I remember.
Hours and hours I'd just be flying around shooting shit.
Speaking of memory, the original Xbox didn't have memory. It had blocks.
That's right. It wasn't
you had 50,000 blocks.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And it never went down.
Had that too.
Oh, the blocks.
Yeah, the GameCube bucks. Had that too.
What the fuck is a block?
That's awesome, dude.
How many blocks is in a megabyte?
You stupid. Obviously. It's exactly 1,257 kilobytes.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. Do you remember the game Xenogears? Did any of you ever fucking play that game?
No.
Of course.
No.
I used to go and play that.
Dude, you played it, Terry?
Yeah.
No.
Sean and I had 50 hours on that fucking game. And Scott deleted the entire memory card.
Hey, guys, I'm Scott.
Sean,
hey, I'm Scott. I got a big ass head.
Sean grabbed him and started beating the crap out of him. My mom was like, "What are you doing? He erased our name.
You're hurting him."
Furious, because it was like we would take turns playing. Like when the other person's eye would start to bleed, you know. Like it was just one.
The good old days of video games.
Good brothers.
Oh man.
You and Sean were like best friends, and then Scott comes along, and you guys just picked on him relentlessly.
It's bad. Like Sean and I were really good friends, like until Scott came, and then Scott and I are like really close.
Yeah,
but Sean and I just fought all the time, like all the time. Like
yeah, I remember fights. Because like, do you guys watch Ed and Eddie, right?
Been watching that a long time.
I saw like
hey, come on.
Two episodes.
Get out, doll.
Anyways.
Oh my god, doll.
Ed, or Eddie, his older brother coming to town was always like this big ass thing. Like, everybody was all scared about his brother coming. Well, he was scared. Everybody else was all excited because he was the coolest motherfucker ever, right?
Yeah.
And, I always thought that that's how you and Sean were, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, because he was already gone, you know, like, when we started hanging out in high school and stuff, he was out and about.
We started hanging out, like, our sophomore and junior year.
Right, like actually hanging out, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, there was a time where, like, he was coming home, and you're like, oh, my brother's coming home next week. My brother's coming, Sean's coming home next week. I was like, well, who's Sean?
That's after he'd been like, on his mission for 2 years,
yeah, though. Yeah, yeah. And so I was just like, who's Sean? Your older brother? I don't think I've met him. And then, like, in my mind, I just fabricated this whole thing. It's like, as soon as it comes home, you're just going to, like, tackle you and start, like, beating the fuck out of you. You're like, hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Honestly, can I tell you honestly?
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah. No, I kind of figured it did.
And I won. And he was pretty sore about it for quite some time.
Hmm. Like, he razzed his berries?
He gets upset. He's right. I love my brother, but he's too competitive. You guys know, like, we're playing Battlefield, how pissed off he could get really fast.
Hey, man.
It's an obnoxious game. Like, honestly. Like, come on. Like, we're all good, but how many times you're just like, where the fuck did that bullet come from? How did that motherfucker see me?
Who fucking shot me just now?
Yeah, like, yeah. Where? Like, where? And, frustrating. But... So let's talk a little Halo 4 while we have your attention. Now that I have you, I'll never let you go.
Oh, okay.
Really excited about it.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Have you guys watched any videos from PAX?
I am on media lockdown for that. I figure it's already been so long and I haven't looked at it at all. So
that's what I did with Battlefield. Good call. That was that's a really good call, Terry.
Yeah.
I did that with Battlefield and I don't regret it a minute.
See, my problem is that I'm a huge fan of the Rooster Teeth fellas and they talk about it on their podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, the Griff Ball is like this, like, glowing orb now.
Yeah,
it's not an actual ball technically.
They all are now. Like Oddball is too.
Interesting.
Yes.
And you can pass it.
And it's an actual game type now too. Griff Ball.
Well, it wasn't.
Like, well, no, it was a hopper.
No, in Reach, it's a game type.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I mean. No, like now it's an actual game type. Like, I don't know how to explain it the way they did. It's an actual core game of Halo now.
Yeah, yeah.
Beforehand,
yeah,
it was just
it's
a game
not like
type.
A second thought that they did after the second update.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so it's an actual core part of the game.
Yeah, it
now.
Comes with it, and they have levels built into the CD. Right. Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's awesome.
I never really got into Griff Ball, but we should check it out.
There's new. Oh, dude, Sean and I play Griff Ball. Sean, Tyler, Alex too.
Yeah, we were the champs.
Yeah, dude, we're the champs of Griff Ball. We never fucking lose. Sean and I are like out there assassinating people in the middle of a fucking like brawl. We hunted people down to assassinate. I think one of my silver now on assassinations. Fuck, dude.
I haven't played Reach in so long.
Sean and I played the Legendary, and I don't know. I'm just so excited for Halo 4 that I just can't do it. I can't play it. It's so like I just feel like it was so phoned in by Bungie. Like all the work I'm seeing, like 343 put into it. I'm just like, it reminds me of waiting for Halo 3. You remember Dwight?
Yeah, no, I remember
waiting for Halo 2 after 4 years or however many 3 years, whatever.
God damn, dude, we're old.
I know. Waiting for Halo 2 to come out and having that bitchin' party where we just drank balls and played Halo for 3 days.
You guys had a lot.
We
of
were
balls
down in balls out. Like
dude, we
left and right, man.
You couldn't stop these guys.
We were down to balls, sucking D's. We were going at it.
Yeah.
It was a real sausage fest.
It was. It didn't matter, though. Like, it didn't matter. It still doesn't matter, dude. Yeah, fuck it. Still, dude. I'll do that. I'd do that. And then we were bringing it back, too, in high school. We were having Halo 2 LAN parties.
Yeah, that was. Oh, we did the LAN parties at my house. That's what I'm saying.
At your house, but then we did them at Josh's, too.
Oh, I remember those in his garage.
Yeah. Yeah, the garage and then the living room as well.
Because that was the night I spent the night at his house because there was a DUI checkpoint and I wasn't drunk or anything. I had just lost my license like 4 months before that.
Oh, So I just lost my license like 2 years before that, so.
Yeah, instead of going home, I just stayed at Josh's house.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but that's also the night I went on the wrong side of the road, though. And now Alex,
I remember that!
Josh was like, you're going the wrong way. I'm like, no, this is the way to your house.
Yeah, you're going the right way, just on the wrong side of the road.
God, I put the reverse, like, spun around. Terry, you came with us too, right?
Sure.
And when we drove and I was doing the spaceship mode in my white neon?
I was probably there for one of
I
those.
I think you were in the back seat, like we were like you were shooting people behind us. Pew, pew, pew. We got fire from above! Oh, man. Fuck, dude. That was good times.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, you know, how do I rephrase this? If we could have had more time at the wedding and everything wasn't so crazy, it would have been awesome to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we had everything set up too. Did anybody play the Xbox, Terry? You guys play Duty. That's right.
There was just no, like, I really wanted to, but no time. Like, I just had no fucking time. I did not think I would be that popular at my wedding.
Go figure.
I know. Yeah.
Knew the groom would be popular?
How did everyone know you there? Like, what?
Ryan, I didn't know like 90% of those people. How do they know you?
I didn't know 70% of those people. What the fuck are you talking
about? I was gonna say how much of your family did you invite versus Sarah?
We had two tables and they had three. So actually, no, that's not true. We had 1.5 tables and they had 3.5. So considerably, and she had a lot more. That's like everyone I sent an invite to on my family pretty much came.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
what about her?
No, a lot of people like did not come from her side, just because they was too far. You know, shit like that.
Ma'am.
Too, you know, shorter notice. Apparently, even though we sent out the save the dates like a year before, but whatever.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It was in February, I think, or March. But still, like, it's enough time. But yeah, but it was tight. I don't know. I missed Alex.
Yeah, I did too.
But anyway.
Oh, is that our outro? What?
Nah, it's Alex. Background. I don't know.
So I anyway, let's get back on topic here. Halo 4 is gonna be like that, dude. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. People are talking about all these changes that they got, and like, oh my god, there's so many changes to it, and it's more like Call of Duty. It's like, you know, I'm not mad about that because people forget that Halo has really kind of been a revolutionary throughout the entire first-person shooter industry. So I'm excited to see what they can do with somebody else's idea and expand on it with their own shit.
Yeah. I think I'm actually going to be spending a little bit more time in Forge mode.
Yeah, Forge looks a lot easier.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, anyway, I don't think they've actually shown anything, but I heard something about it, like how it's going to be better. But,
a lot more snapping.
Yeah. I'm excited. I love Forge, but it's really hard to build it. Tyler and I built that, you know, that replica of Lockout that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we had all the spawns at the bottom by accident.
That wasn't fun.
Dude, that was a blast. I don't know why we changed it. We should have kept doing it. People were getting assassinated every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
People would assassinate people and somebody else would come up and assassinate them. Somebody else would assassinate them and then somebody would shoot that person in the head. Like, everyone would die. Somebody that had already been killed would shoot that person in the head. It's brutal. That was fun. But yeah, I love...
so competitive, it wasn't even funny.
Yeah, dude, it made you a man, right?
Like, it was...
It made you a Halo man.
Everybody throwing sticky grenades at each other.
Like, people rounding corners. Let's go...
People are just throwing grenades before they turn corners because they know they're going to throw it and they're going to hit somebody.
People would throw
That's
a grenade
just the way it was.
Yeah, people would throw a grenade into a room and somebody else would throw a grenade right back out. Like, oh my god, somebody threw a grenade in here. And so they just throw a grenade out hoping they hit somebody.
Well, that's how it was in the real Lockout.
It's true, but there was no like escaping it because all the spawns were on the bottom level.
This is true. That was bad.
It was pretty bad. But you could, like, I mean, the only way you could get out, really, because the only place there wasn't really a lot of spawns was at the grab lift. But everyone knew where you were going. Like, everyone could hear
it. I was going to say, yeah, because, like, that's how it was back in the day, too. Like, you could hear someone go up the grab lift, you know, and you're like, oh, shit, they're over there.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome.
So you know to look up top.
I'm stoked. Like, I'm so stoked. They said there's going to be one remake from the other
Halo. Blood Gulch?
He said no.
Really?
That's what I was just reading. Frank O'Connor said no.
Interesting. I wonder why.
He said it's going to be. It's not a small map. I'm wondering if it's Sidewinder.
Sidewinder.
Because I think they've already remade Sidewinder.
Is that the snow one?
Call it Sidewinder.
Crossfire!
I wonder. I don't know. I don't know which one they're going to remake. What level would you like to see come back, Dwight, from any Halo? Besides Lockout, because that's the one I want to see come back. But they say it's not small.
Reflection. Dude, it's really tough for me to like get away from Blood Gulch because it was so, it was.
If we bring back classic Blood Gulch, hell yeah,
it was iconic.
I know.
Well, you can't Terry because like there was it was changed. So broken.
The game,
in Halo. Come on.
It wasn't broken in Halo 1.
Yeah, no, it was broken because like they didn't make maps the way they do now with like all the hitboxes and stuff like that. Like you can crouch in areas and like kind of go up in areas where you couldn't or you weren't supposed to go, but that you could because the game just was like, I don't know what to do with you.
Dwight, come on.
What?
Come on. Come on. You there that day, Bryce, finally got up on that level on Sidewinder where you can get up on top of it like you could on Blood Gulch. You know what I'm talking about? Like you could like ram the ghost and like get yourself up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He did it one day, and he's like, "I made it." And so I went up there after him because I was pro at doing it. So I went up after him, and I was like, "Hey, you have a shotgun?"
Like, oh yeah, yeah. Because you can shoot anybody.
What the fuck are you up here right now?
I was like,
what a waste.
I like Zanzibar. I like the beach
aspect.
That's
what I was thinking too. Like, I would like a Zanzibar. I don't know if they've already announced it.
Or maybe like Headlong. You know, I like the jump that you could do.
Headlong, yeah. That's there's the some of the somebody has the suggestions. It's Avalanche from Halo 3. I don't remember that one. Containment. That was a good level. Halo 2.
Valhalla was good.
What was the one with the?
That was a good map.
Hey, was the training area where all those targets were? What one was one? That called?
Training area.
It's in number 2. It's like a shooting range, basically.
Longest?
You remember that? Huh? I don't know what it's called. I'm just asking if anyone remembers that one.
Let me check.
It was like a shooting range. There was like the little pop-up targets everywhere.
Was it on the original map packs? One of the old map packs?
It was original. From Halo 2.
Let's do some wikiing.
Backwash, Battle Creek, Burial Grounds, Blood Gulch.
Burial Mounds.
What did I say? Oh,
grounds.
Yep, right. Coagulation, that's Blood Gulch. Colossus, Containment, Desolation.
Get more Beaver Creek in there. Why'd they change the name? From Beaver Creek to, what is it,
Battle Elongation, Creek? That was long.
Honor Creek, I think.
Foundation, Gemini, Headlong, Ivory Tower, which is actually... Reflection, by the way.
Elongation sounds like what Terry was saying.
No, because Elongation is the factory.
What? Yeah.
Relics, Sanctuary, Terminal. Was Terminal the one that had a little like random shit popping up?
Terminal had the trains going through, didn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That'd be a cool one. Tombstone
was
the
one.
Was
it Halo 3?
I don't know. Let's take a look.
Were SMGs in Halo
2 and 3?
They were in 3, so maybe...
I'm pretty sure they were 3, weren't they?
I'm pretty sure it was in 2, though. That's what I'm thinking of.
Are you looking right now?
I am looking. I don't see it here.
We're on a hunt.
Yep. Yeah, doing some research.
Blackout?
Hey, what do you think, Dol? Which one?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
Halo
3.
Yeah, we... No
I'm
input.
Halo 3.
Wow. You make me sick. Oh. High ground. Is it high ground where it's like half an armor facility and like you have to come up at him?
Isn't that from 3?
Oh. Yeah, I'm trying. I think.
No. It's indoors. It's like kind of a factory kind of setting, but there's like
the pit.
Pop up.
The pit. I remember the pit. Because it had the flat
right.
guys. Yeah, it's from Halo 3.
You could break them. It's Halo 3. You could break this the little
one.
Like, it would
yep.
be like brutes that would pop up.
Yeah, because it scared the fuck out of me. Yep.
It's
the pit.
Hit. Yeah.
Oh, here's the actual.
Okay,
thing.
So that
no,
was
the pit
3.
Is
I
with
thought it
the
was
boxes.
2.
Nah, that's 3. Yeah, that would be a good map.
That's
I like
Halo.
That.
Yeah, that's 3.
That was a good map. Dude, you know me. If I'm gonna do a remake, it would be Hang 'Em High.
I can't believe I forgot about the pit.
Dude, Hang 'Em High, Halo 1, my favorite map ever.
It'd be the pit.
I'm agreeing with Ryan on this one.
I do love The Guardian, but the original one. I can't remember what it was really called. Oh, Lockout. Yeah, it's Lockout. I love Lockout, but it's too small. But, no, dude, I don't know.
You all right?
No, I'm trying to decide. Like, there's a lot of levels that I'd like to see come back. But Hang 'em High, dude, that's my level.
Hang 'em High, dang 'em low.
Hang 'em High was shitty and awesome at the same time.
Because, yeah, like, you know what? Actually, I changed my mind. With the Reach map pack, it really didn't, or not, the anniversary didn't do it justice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was too many hidey holes. I mean, it was good. It was still a fun map.
It felt like on the original Hang 'em High that you couldn't hide anywhere unless you were on the outside edges or in those like little bunkers on either side. Because if you were on the bottom, you're fucked.
Or right in the middle under a bridge.
With all those pylons and stuff?
Yeah, no. Yeah, or like that what should be a lake or a river but isn't, like just that little indent.
Yeah. Or those half bunkers or whatever that are on the outside edges that usually, I think they had rocket launchers in them.
Yeah.
On the outside edges or whatever, because like you can, when you go to those, like it'll be a sniper obviously watching you. He'll fire at you and you have to stay in there because he can't shoot you as long as you're in there. But as soon as you leave, he can fucking, you know, knock you out.
Yep.
So you were just stuck in this little room that had no walls on it, just a roof. It was awful.
I loved it, though. Dude, what if they bring back boarding action? Do you remember that?
Is that the one with the two big-ass ships next to each other?
Yep, and you just, like, could teleport back and forth.
I keep assuming that they were going to bring that one back. I don't know why I felt like was such a...
It would be awesome if they did it and they let you jump across. Like, if you could jump from, like, the top floor to, like, the third floor or some shit.
And, if you jumped off
beforehand. If you have the booster or the jetpack, like, you can, like...
Oh, shit, I just found a screenshot here of someone who remade it in Halo... I think that's Reach? Yeah. They remade it in Forge.
Really?
That's pretty sick. That props to them.
You know, I hope that it sounded like when they were talking about Forge that it's going to have different shit, and I hope it does, because as cool as Forge is, this gets really boring.
Well, yeah.
Like the same Forerunner design over and over and over, like...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Damnation.
We gotta spend more time in it as well.
Yeah, and I'm ready too.
I'm ready.
What was your favorite map in Reach, Ryan?
In Reach, my favorite multiplayer map?
Yeah.
Reach was a lifetime ago.
Yeah, I know, right? No, let me think. Let me look, like... Oh, man, that's a hard question. That's a hard question. What's yours?
You go first.
What'd you say?
Sword base.
Reflection. I do love Reflection. Sword base. I hate fucking Boardwalk.
Yeah, Boardwalk can die.
Dude, I used to hate Countdown, but I've become really good at that level.
Fuck Boardwalk.
Boardwalk's the 9/11 of Halo maps.
Dude, I don't know. I might have to go with Reflection too. We kind of dominate on that level. Yeah, I'm going to say Reflection.
Yeah, I liked Reflection.
I love Reflection on zombies. Form the totem! The guy who walked in the room was like, what the fuck?
What is happening? He walked in, dropped his gun. He's just like...
He walked in and shook his head back and forth and up and down. And then like we killed him. Like we all shot at him at once. All three of us was like...
That moment was groundbreaking.
Dropped his gun and just whispers, oh, God, no. Not this. Not now.
I really liked Powerhouse.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Which one was Powerhouse?
Powerhouse was the one where, like...
The outside one with, like, the big old ring and the head water in the center type
remember,
of
thing. Remember, if you had zombies...
It was zombies,
started
basically.
By that bridge.
By the cliffside. Yeah, I remember.
You'd always kill each other or fall off or push somebody off. Zombies would like fly over you and die.
Yeah, they fly over the cliff.
No, but I didn't like it on any other mode than zombies. It was fun on zombie mode.
Oh, I liked it.
Oh man, I don't know.
I like being outside.
I like Sword Base. I liked Pinnacle, the remake of Ascension.
Sword Base was really good.
Yeah, I really like Sword Base. That zombie mode was kind of brutal sometimes.
Yeah.
It could be very brutal.
All right, so I think we've gone long enough.
Well, play
we're
the outro.
Kind of trailing off right now.
Bye.
Play us out.
Play us out, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Or something.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Dreaming of no more time and space don't exist, and we can dance like there's no tomorrow. There is a place. We can dance like there's no tomorrow. There is a place.